And it was paid for by asking a little more from millionaires and billionaires. A few hundred thousand people paying a little bit more could have not only extended the existing payroll tax cut, but expanded it. Last week, virtually every Senate Republican voted against that tax cut. Now, I know many Republicans have sworn an oath never to raise taxes as long as they live. How can it be that the only time there's a catch is when it comes to raising taxes on middle-class families? How can you fight tooth and nail to protect high-end tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans and yet barely lift a finger to prevent taxes going up for 160 million Americans who really need the help? It doesn't make sense. Now, the good news is, I think the American people's voices are starting to get through in this town. I know that last week, Speaker Boehner said this tax cut helps the economy because it allows every working American to keep more of their money. I know that over the weekend, Senate Republican leaders said we shouldn't raise taxes on working people going into next year. I couldn't agree more. And I hope that the rest of their Republican colleagues come around and join Democrats to pass these tax cuts and put money back into the pockets of working Americans. Now, some Republicans who have pushed back against the idea of extending this payroll tax cut have said that we've got to pay for these tax cuts. And I just point out that they haven't always felt that way. Over the last decade, they didn't feel the need to pay for massive tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, which is one of the reasons that we face such large deficits. Indeed, when the Republicans took over the House at the beginning of this year, they explicitly changed the rules to say that tax cuts don't have to be paid for.